This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry. All right, Adora, we know that Detroit is treading water to save its future, right? And here is an important part of that floating, its ability to float, the unions. Auto workers are trying to walk this fine line, earning a living wage, earning a wage at all. So they're negotiating with the automakers about salaries, benefits, and they have to do all of this by the bailout deadline of March 31st. Okay, Peter Morici, a professor at the School of Business at the University of Maryland, is going to join us now to talk about a very compelling factor in all of this, what we pay auto workers at U.S. car companies compared to what their counterparts in Japan get. All right, Peter, help us walk through this maze. For instance, what is a Toyota worker paid?
Well, it's a Toyota worker right here in the United States makes about $25 an hour, and a GM worker makes about $29.
Okay, and that big difference means what?
Not a lot. It's not the 25 versus 29, though it does mean something.
Mm-hmm.
But the bigger difference is the benefits, the extra time off, the severance pay, the jobs bank if they're laid off. But also, they have a little bit richer health care benefits, more vacation time. You wrap it all together, and all of a sudden, if you add that stuff in for the Toyota worker, he's in the high 40s, and the General Motors worker is in the mid-70s.
Wow.
So all of a sudden, you're talking about a $25 difference in labor costs. That's unlivable. What's more, the margins in making cars are so thin in good times that you really can't pay more than your competitors at all and have enough money left over to develop new vehicles and the new technologies that have become so prominent.
Now, just this Sunday, we saw auto workers who were protesting at the big auto show in Detroit. Talk about what some of the bigger roadblocks are going to be, getting a concession from those people.
Well, essentially, the UAW has radicalized its workers over the years. If you listen to and you meet Ron Gettelfinger, it's almost like a union leader out of the 30s or a Scottish union leader out of the 30s. It's very, very tough to reason with him and to persuade him that you have to have parity in wages to be able to compete. You know, $25 is a lot of money per hour. Most American workers, especially those like the auto workers who are essentially high school graduates, would love to get $25 an hour in the working conditions at Toyota. He's holding out for more. He's holding out for what's unreasonable. And at the end of the day, the companies will simply melt and go away. That's what's been happening.
Well, in fact, I'm also wondering, given that there was some resistance initially to the auto bailout, how does that play into these kind of conversations?
Well, it depends on Barack Obama. There was resistance to the automotive bailout among Republicans in the Senate, which is where you would expect it. They're probably the most conservative group of people, and they have the longest view. I think what the United Auto Workers are banking on is that Barack Obama will cut them some slack and give the automobile companies more money, and then they'll make some kind of deal that looks like they're competitive when they're not. If that happens, you and I are going to be on the hook for their losses just about forever.
Okay. And so, quickly, what do you think we're going to see in the near future when it comes to this?
Oh, I think that Barack Obama is going to cut them some slack, and he's going to boot this problem to the next president, or at least to his second term, much as Bill Clinton and George Bush booted problems to their successors.
Okay, Peter. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, it's Peter Morici, professor at the School of Business. Morici, excuse me. I don't know why I keep doing that. Professor at the School of Business at the University of Maryland. You're listening to The Takeaway.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.